This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:16, nice spring day today, nice spring week up until Saturday, then a chance for some severe weather, but who knows about the timing of it, too far out to tell whether it's going to affect St. Patrick's Day parades or not. We'll have everything you need to know here on WWL as soon as we know it, but it's just too early now. Keith Hinckley joins us now, our friend president of Plaquemines Parish. How you doing, Keith?
I'm good, Tommy. How about you?
I'm okay. You know, after being seeing a traffic for years with the Venture Global LNG facility, finally, Friday, I took a ride down to see it. And I got to tell you, I've tried like three or four times before only to say, screw this, I'm not going as far, and turn it around. But I did finally make it all the way down on Friday. When you got parking lots that go deep into the alphabet, that's a big facility.
It's huge. It's a very big facility.
So tell me about the expansion that was announced, and does that change anything for Plaquemines Parish, at least in the future with the traffic and so forth? And then we'll get to the bigger concerns. Because, you know, you start at my house, Keith, and then you work out, right? That's the way it works.
Well, that's how it works with all of us. Yeah. I mean, that's where our work begins, you know. It was just kind of a good, scary kind of an announcement that was made last Thursday when they're talking about an $18 billion expansion to the existing facility. It's phase three of the Plaquemines LNG. So yeah, I've got some meetings here in the next couple of days on Thursday with some of the gentlemen from Venture Global just to kind of get a good timeline as to what the next process is going to be. And from what I understand, Tommy, this first, the main plant that was built, if you notice, they had those four huge big tanks out on the facility. Well, they're not going to be doing any more of those on this phase three. It's the processing side. They will use those existing tanks to distribute their product. Now, they will be building some new berths out on the river. Mm-hmm. So we kind of feel, and just talking with them in the brief moments that I've had the time to talk with Venture Global, the workforce, it won't be as large as it was when this facility was first being built.
Let me ask it a different way then. I was under the impression, because I know they had cut back on some people because phase two was wrapping up, but now that we have phase three, it's accurate to say they're going to be ramping up again, Keith?
Now, look, this isn't going to happen. This is like they're just in the beginning phases of their FERC process.
Okay.
We're looking at...
You have a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission when you say FERC?
That's it, Tommy. Okay. Correct, yeah. And so, that's a whole process that they've got to go through, which gives us an opportunity. We have never been so close to the Peters Bypass Road bridge and road extension than we've ever been before. we've had, you know, Senator Kennedy, we've had so many congressmen come into this parish in the last year, year and a half. You know, we had the two secretaries of Energy and Interior, Secretary Wright and Secretary Burgum. So they're seeing the value of Plaquemines Parish in southeast Louisiana. So going back to the bypass road, you know, it's on the governor's radar. We've got Senator Connick, who's the chairman of the Transportation Committee, Rep. Bro, who is on the Joint Transportation Committee up in Baton Rouge. So the bridge and the bypass, the Peters Bypass Road, that is huge. That's major. This gives us an opportunity to start ramping that up and get a little closer to making that come to fruition, too.
The Peters Road Bypass Bridge would cross what and where?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And it would cross... I don't know if you know where New Orleans Ironworks is, where the landfill. It will be where the old Walker Road entrance is off of 23, which is south of the Naval Air Station.
Okay.
And south of Chevron as well.
I got you.
So when we get that bypass road built, that'll alleviate a lot of the traffic that comes in through Bell Chase proper.
So that road would then go from 23 to...
Eventually, it would go all the way to the future corridor, the I-49, to the West Bank Expressway.
Wow.
Yes.
So,
and that we've been talking, Tommy, I'm sure you've talked to Billy in the past and previous parish presidents. Mm-hmm. This is something that goes back to when I was on the council from 07 to 2014. We were in conversations with this road.
So this would include another bridge across the Mississippi River or across the canal?
Another bridge. No, not across the Mississippi, across the Industrial Canal.
Industrial Canal, yeah. So
are
we talking about a toll situation there or not?
It would be a toll situation. It would be because, you know, you got Plenary right there where they had the first right of refusal. And just talking with the governor on Thursday, he even alluded to that. And then I had to tell him, the governor, look, in all of my town halls that I've had in the last 2 years, and it's been asked of me, would it be a toll? And I've had to say it will be a toll because of the contract that the previous state administration signed with Plenary.
Yeah, let me take a break, and I'll pick it up there when we come back. Because, you know, Keith, and I live in Bell Chase, you know that, but yeah. The toll thing to me is more palatable if that is the is what Sean Wilson said. You know, I talked to him at a town hall meeting years ago when they were just, this was on a drawing board. If this is going to be the future going forward, it's going to be private-public partnerships for every bridge that's built in the state. Okay. But if it's just Plaquemines, then it's not so okay. We'll talk about that in your conversations with the governor. Also, what's going on at the corner of Woodland Highway and Belchase Highway, because they're clearing a lot of ground there. I don't know what they're building, but maybe you can tell me. 822, you got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. We'll also talk about the Hell on Wheels tunnel that they're trying to build. Traffic, WWL. 827, 828, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're all back with Plaquemines Parish President Keith Hinckley talking about the big expansion that they had, announcement of the expansion of the LNG facility. When it comes to the bridge, the Belchase Bridge and that nightmare, Keith, do you have any idea where they stand on that, what's happening?
We had a meeting with them, was Friday, Tommy, and we're told on the 16th the bridge should be opening in both directions. And somewhere at the beginning, at the end of the month, tolls will be starting to collect.
End of March?
End of March, yes.
And yeah. So for those, go ahead.
Well, and just let the community know that we're going to get some public service announcements to you and as well as the TV stations to let the community know that when the tolls are going to start be collecting. And at that time, we have, I hate to say demands, but we're highly asking and putting a little pressure on plenary and the DOTD. When they start collecting these tolls, they cannot be closing down any of the lanes. All four of those lanes have to be functional and being used
and
when they collect the tolls.
I'm sorry, Keith, we're running out of time. There is no toll booth. It's all done electronically. So people, how do you get whatever you need to put wherever you need to put it?
Well, they've got some community meetings coming up here in the next go to PPG.gov, and you'll see there's some town halls. There's some meetings that plenary's going to be doing where you can come in and set up for your go pass.
You have to do that, or can you do it online, or do you know?
You can do it online. I think it's gopass.com. I will send you that information, and we can get that out.
Stick it in a mailbox if you like. That's fine. You know where I live. And look, one other thing, that corner by Woodland Highway and that I asked you about, because I'm getting a lot of texts. People are screaming about Walmart in Belchase. As far as you know, there's no Walmart going in Belchase on that corner?
Absolutely not, Tommy.
Thank you, sir. Anything else, okay. Keith, about Plaquemines, East Bank, anything?
I'm good. As always, thank you for the opportunity to get our news and express our opinions down here in Plaquemines Parish.
All right, sir. You bet. Keith Hinckley, you too, President Plaquemines Parish. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk Saints with Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director right now. Time for WWL First News.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.